This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
It is certainly not a rosy picture starting this new year. Those Class 3 futures values are not very rosy for farmers looking to make profits in 2024, especially coming off of a 2023 that wasn't that great. The big issue right now is cheese prices. We saw cheese prices dip below the 140 mark the week of Christmas. And while we've seen some recovery so far, prices are still well below long-term averages. It's largely due to adequate supply in cheese and pretty muted demand that has seen us not find any kind of bullish factors to really motivate that price of cheese.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
Tuesday,
our guest, Will Babler, Principal at Atten Babler Commodities.
I feel like it's maybe not New Year's, but Groundhog Day, because people have been predicting a recession now for year after year after year. Through all the ups and downs from 2020, what we saw last year on the domestic dairy demand story was that whether it's a milk, fat, or skim solid basis, we kind of moved back into that 2-3% growth range. It's not by any means the best year, and it's not lining up with some of the bad recession years, but it's kind of right in the middle of that range of what you'd expect and to get demand back in action. So, you know, when we think about where are we looking to move most of our product, 80% of our product goes into the domestic market. So we've got some headwinds there with the consumer at the restaurant side of things, which is a big piece of demand. And when we think about total demand, a lot of the forecasts, they're down around 1%. So if you take that as kind of your average forecast out there, there's plenty that are calling for negative, which would be a recession. There's probably certainly some that are out there that are in the higher range.
Wednesday.
Today we're in Petersburg, Huntington County, Pennsylvania. We're with Mike Maurer, who is on Maurer Farms here. Tell us a little bit about the farm, Mike.
Okay, I'm the sixth generation on this farm, milking cows. We have about 700 acres, milking about 400 cows, and we rent other ground, so we're farming a total of 1,600 acres.
That's a lot to say grace over, isn't it? Why Huntington County? Why did your family settle here?
Well, we were originally from Chester County, and we were just getting pushed out with people, too many people, too hard to get around the roads and with the equipment, and we couldn't afford to buy the land down there, so we came up here and bought here in Huntington County. It's just a nice rural area, and we love it here.
Thursday.
So at the Calving Corner, we work with four different family-owned dairy farms to bring in four cows every 2 days for those cows to give birth in front of a live audience.
That's awesome. Why do dairy farmers, who are very busy people aside from this, why do they make the time and effort and invest that to bring their cows here?
Well, dairy farmers know that the birth of a new calf is also the start of life. It's the start of milk production, and it's a really special thing on our family farms. And so by bringing that here, we're giving an opportunity for all of the farm show visitors to see that miracle of life and have the chance to get any questions they have answered about how dairy farmers take care of their cows and their calves and their land.
You've done this now for 7 years, so think about the Calving Corner. What's special for you?
So what's special for me is just making that connection between people who didn't grow up on a dairy farm, whose parents or grandparents didn't grow up on the dairy farm, and for the first time getting to see that miracle of life.
Miriam Miller with the Calving Corner at Pennsylvania Farm Show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Friday.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking ahead to 2024 as far as the dairy market outlook. A lot of this data came from Will Babler, who is an economist here in the Midwest area of the United States. First one he looked at was domestic demand, and he said, well, it looks a little bit on the negative side, primarily because restaurant demand is down at this point. Consumers may have not quite as much equity available to buy. We did have strong butter prices and pizza cheese in 2023. Overall, domestic demand could be marginal. Export demand usually is our superstar. It was about 18% in the last 2 years, but it's down about 1 or 2 percentage points now. Primarily because of China. The inflation and economy slow down around the world as well. Good news on the export demand that could help us a bit is there's less milk coming out of the European Union and New Zealand.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.